702. The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
News from elsewhere in the world. Adam Gilchrist will start with the Taiwan earthquake. One of the pictures in one of our newspapers this morning shows just exactly what happened. There's a, it looks like an apartment building, and it's almost leaning like the Tower of Pisa, except it's leaning on the building next door. I mean, it's really, really devastation there. And it was bad, but apparently it could have been even worse.
It could have been worse. Yeah, morning, Bongani. Yes, we're talking about a 7.7 magnitude earthquake. The tremors varied a little bit where you were. The epicenter just south of Hualien City. Thankfully, not close to the capital, Taipei, so it could have been worse there from that point of view. But it is also the strongest earthquake to hit Taiwan in 25 years. So without minimizing it, 9 people confirmed dead, 1,000 people injured, and 90 or so people are believed trapped, as we are, 24 hours on, roughly, 90 people trapped in tunnels in particular. You think of a tunnel as being quite safe going under a mountain or through a hill, but no, some of those tunnels collapsed, and also mountainous roads along the coastline, and some of the boulders on the roads that you see, they're enormous things that have just hurled off the mountainsides, the size of trucks, some of them. The strongest earthquake to hit Taiwan since 1999, it would be. But the death toll is relatively low because for the past 25 years, Taiwan has been earthquake-proofing its buildings. Like Japan, they take the threat of earthquakes seriously, and they've done something about it. And then we sometimes curse our own administrations, thinking, you knew there was a risk of X, Y, or Z. Why didn't you act? Well, in Taiwan, they did, and they've almost certainly saved an awful lot of lives. That weird building that's sort of offset and leaning, it's almost like it's deliberate. So maybe that's part of the structural engineering, that it didn't completely collapse. People could get out.
It's amazing when policymakers think about people and put into place actions that will save lives. Adam, let's go to Venezuela now, where the world's oldest man has died.
Yeah, just weeks before his 115th birthday. It's extraordinary to think that Juan Vicente Perez Mora was born in May 1909. It's just it's another era, isn't it? Well, of course it is. It's 1909 in Venezuela. He, in fact, he was born at a time when Venezuela didn't yet have radio, TV, the telephone, or the car. He lived through 2 world wars, of course, and all the sort of computerization and mobile phonization, 60 years of marriage, 11 children, 41 grandchildren, 18 great-great-grandchildren, 12 great-great-great-grandchildren. He had become an icon of hard work and good living and family and tradition in Venezuela. Everyone knew his name, and indeed, now he's passed on at the age of very nearly 115. The president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, is one of many to pay tribute to him. And Juan famously said the key to longevity, because we're always after that, aren't we, was a glass of aguardiente every single day. I've looked it up because I've not heard of it before. And it is a kind of throat-burning fire water, sort of a very rough kind of Spanish brandy or almost an Irish Pachin. It's a rough old liquor. A glass of that every single day. Yeah, it looks like it was rocket fuel for Juan. But yeah, he'll be much missed in Venezuela, certainly.
It certainly fueled him, didn't it? Talk to me about Ireland's crazy basketball rematch.
And I'm not making this up, I promise you. 2 Irish basketball teams have been ordered to replay the final 0.3 of a second of their quarterfinal cup match.
What?
Limerick Sport Eagles beat Portlaoise Panthers 80-78. It's a classic basketball score, isn't it? This is about 10 days ago or so. But the Eagles therefore won the match with points scored from free throws that were awarded after the final buzzer. And as the clock had expired and the foul was called at that time, basically they've decided after appeals and counter appeals and you name it appeals that it should not stand. The result should not stand. But they're not going to replay the whole match, just the final third of a second. They will apparently reconvene this week at some point. I mean, it's daft as a brush. It's daft as a couple of brushes with a stopwatch. Too late to be an April Fool. You do wonder sometimes if only this kind of thing could happen in Ireland. Maybe not.
What's next? Fruit-flavored petrol. We'll leave it there for this morning's Worldview with Adam Gilchrist.